Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. War for Eternity Inside Bannon's Far-Right Circle of Global Power Brokers is a work of political ethnography and investigative analysis by Benjamin R. Teitelbaum. Rather than offering a standard biography of Steve Bannon or a conventional history of the American right, the book examines the ideological world surrounding him, especially the influence of traditionalism, a radical anti-modern current that rejects liberal democracy, secular modernity, and the idea of linear progress. Teitelbaum draws on interviews, field research, and close observation of far-right networks to show how esoteric ideas move from the margins into political strategy. The result is a study of how spiritual language, reactionary theory, and transnational alliances can shape contemporary populist politics. The book is useful for readers who want to understand not only what Bannon and similar actors say, but also the deeper intellectual and cultural sources that inform their worldview. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, traditionalism as the book's central anti-modern framework. The most important idea in the book is traditionalism, an ideological current that Teitelbaum presents as the philosophical backdrop for Bannon's wider circle. Traditionalism is not treated as a normal policy agenda, but as a worldview that condemns modern life itself. It opposes individualism, egalitarianism, secularism, and the notion that history naturally improves over time. Instead, it imagines civilization as falling away from an earlier sacred order. This matters because it helps explain why some far-right actors are attracted to language about collapse, purification, and civilizational rebirth rather than ordinary conservative reforms. Teitelbaum shows that the appeal of traditionalism lies partly in its ability to give political frustration a cosmic meaning that elevates politics from a struggle over institutions into a struggle over metaphysical destiny, making the ideology especially powerful for readers who want a deeper explanation of why contemporary reactionary movements often sound spiritual as well as political. Secondly, Steve Bannon as a bridge between electoral politics and esoteric reaction. Bannon is important in the book not simply as a public strategist, but as a connector between mainstream political power and a more obscure ideological underground. Teitelbaum uses him as an entry point into networks of thinkers and activists who combine electoral ambition with anti-modern theory. The book argues that Bannon's significance comes from his ability to translate fringe ideas into a language that can circulate among elites, media figures, and nationalists. This bridge function is crucial because it shows how far-right politics can draw energy from sources that are not immediately visible in ordinary campaign politics. Bannon is portrayed as someone interested in grand historical narratives, civilizational conflict, and spiritual renewal, all of which align with traditionalist thought. The book therefore reads less like a scandal exposé and more like an analysis of political mediation, how a figure with access to power can legitimize ideas that would otherwise remain marginal, and how those ideas in turn help organize a transnational populist imagination. Thirdly, transnational far-right networks and their shared political imagination. Another major theme is that the far-right described in the book is not confined to one country. Teitelbaum emphasizes the international character of these networks, linking American nationalist politics with Russian, European, and other global actors who share related assumptions about decline and order. This transnational dimension matters because it undermines the idea that populist right-wing movements are simply local responses to domestic grievances. The book shows that they often borrow symbols, vocabulary, and strategic frameworks from one another across borders. That shared political imagination is built around civilizational crisis, opposition to liberal universalism, and a desire for restored hierarchy. By tracing these connections, Teitelbaum explains why figures in very different political environments can appear to be speaking the same ideological language. The result is a broader account of far-right globalization, one in which cultural and spiritual affinities are as important as formal alliances, financing, or election strategy. Fourthly, ethnography as a method for studying hidden ideology. The book is also notable for its method. Teitelbaum approaches the subject as an ethnographer, meaning he does not simply analyze public speeches or published manifestos from a distance. He tries to understand how participants in these circles describe their own beliefs, relationships, and motives. That method gives the book a distinctive texture because it captures the internal logic of the people involved rather than reducing them to stereotypes. It also helps explain why the book can move between personal observation and larger political interpretation. The ethnographic approach is especially appropriate here because traditionalism and related ideas often circulate through indirect conversation, private meetings, and coded references rather than formal organizational structures. By studying these networks up close, Teitelbaum reveals how ideology operates through social trust, intellectual fascination, and interpersonal access. This is one of the book's key strengths. It shows that extreme politics is not only a matter of public messaging, but also of lived communities and secretive intellectual exchange. Lastly, why spiritual decline and civilizational collapse matter to contemporary politics? The book repeatedly returns to the idea that some far-right actors interpret modern politics through a story of decline, decay, and impending collapse. This is not just rhetorical excess. It shapes how they think about institutions, race, culture, and authority. Teitelbaum shows that when politics is framed as a civilizational emergency, ordinary compromise appears naive or even traitorous. That helps explain the attraction of dramatic, anti-system thinking among movements that see liberal democracy as weak or exhausted. The book is therefore valuable for understanding why apocalyptic language has become such a powerful tool in contemporary reactionary politics. It suggests that the attraction of far-right ideology lies partly in the emotional certainty it provides a total explanation of the present and a promise of renewal after. Destruction. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how spiritual narratives can intensify political radicalism, making ideas about order, hierarchy, and destiny feel more compelling than practical governance. In conclusion, War for Eternity will be most valuable to readers interested in political theory. Contemporary far-right movements, ethnography, and the hidden intellectual worlds behind public power. Scholars, students, journalists, and general readers who want to understand how ideological networks cross from the fringe into mainstream politics will find it especially useful. Its main benefit is that it does not treat far-right populism as a collection of isolated scandals or personalities. Instead, it explains the deeper worldview that helps such movements cohere, especially the fusion of anti-modern philosophy, spiritual longing, and transnational political ambition. Compared with many books on Bannon or on the Trump era, this one stands out for its method and its focus. Teitelbaum is not simply tracing events. He is mapping an intellectual ecosystem that is usually hidden from public view. That makes the book both analytically sharp and historically useful. It helps readers see why certain reactionary ideas endure, how they travel, and why they can become persuasive to people with access to real political influence. For anyone trying to understand the ideological underside of modern populism, it offers a distinctive and well-grounded perspective. If you would like to support Benjamin R. Teitelbaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.